The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey. 07050. 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life. Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing time-tested strategies and techniques, as well as cutting-edge money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's up, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, bud. It's second weekend in February. You know, it's moving along here. And you know what? The other night, I was driving my daughter to basketball practice, and it was 10 minutes to 6. And she said to me, "Hey, Dad, guess what?" I'm like, "What?" She goes, "It's 10 to 6, and it's not pitch black out right now. We're heading in the right direction."
Yeah, I think we all had those thoughts. You know what I'm saying? As it's getting a little bit lighter, and we can, I guess, kind of say we're almost to March, right? Which,
yeah.
Still got a blizzard, but it's better in January, right?
Yeah. You know, definitely we're on the you know, the right path. I wish I knew how many days till Memorial Day. I'm going to start the countdown. I'm itching for summertime and some warm weather here. That's, you know, that's for sure. So, hey, Mike, no bones about it, man. We've had a couple of interesting weeks here in the investment arena out there. And listen, we're never those guys to come out here and say, you know, we told you so or anything, you know, of that nature. But, you know, you got to pay attention to your money. I mean, you really, really do. We're going to talk about, you know, some ways and something we can send you to help you along in that path in the next segment of the show. But, you know, we've definitely seen some volatility in the markets here.
Sure. And, you know, I guess it's an official correction, right? By
the correction definition.
By the correction definition, right? Market down, you know, more than 10% is correction area. So, yeah, it's happened. It's here. It's real. And, you know, Doug, you're right. We've been talking about this. We've been telling people since really last year.
Yep.
Check your statements. Where are you at? What do you own? You know, we know things are going great. And, you know, it's here. So, nonetheless, I guess the next question is, what do they do now? Right?
Well,
so,
you know what, Mike, we're going to cover the what you do now, you know, in the next segment a little bit. Let's just talk about, you know, kind of history and what's going on here. And I really want to, you know, take a few minutes and remind people that 2017 was one of the least volatile years that we had ever seen in the investment world. You know, there wasn't a lot of wild investment swings, positive and negative, or, you know, any of that nature. And so when that happens, we're all guilty of remembering the most recent thing that happened to us, right? 2008, 2009 is a long time away. Now, I'm not by any, you know, way, shape, or form telling people that we're seeing 2008, 2009 here, because I don't think that we are, in my own personal opinion. But the reality of the situation is that investment markets do fluctuate. And what we're going through right now is historically normal, for lack of a better way to call it.
Correct. Yeah. And you know, the thing to know about the markets, Doug, is that all too often people want to say why. right? Market's up. Well, here's why. This is the reason why. Or market's down. This is the reason why. And I think, truth be told, the markets are a very massive body of work. And I don't think you can easily sit here and say, well, wait a minute. What's really changed over the last month when the market was hitting all-time highs? Why is it in, say, correction territory now? And I'm not so sure. I guess what I'm here to say is I don't think there's an answer. I think it's the markets. I think it's a big body of work. I think markets function over time. And we're just in a time frame of this is what's happening.
Well, Mike, you know, when you sit back and you take a look, it's possible that it's a case of good news is bad news situation for the markets. Because if you wind the clock back to when, you know, this volatility started spiking the previous week, it started happening when we got good, really good economic news out. We got a really good jobs number out. We got we've got good wage numbers out. And that started, you know, scaring people that the good news that's happening in the economy may be bad news for the markets, because perhaps we're going to see inflation start to tick up, interest rates start to tick up, and slow down growth a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and that is a big factor. Is the interest rates are ticking up. They're saying they're projecting the Federal Reserve is going to raise interest rates 3, maybe 4 times this year. So this is the first year that we could possibly see real rate movement, that rates are actually heading higher. That's linked to inflation, which is linked to a good economy. So again, you know, that's the crazy thing. I guess sometime this year we'll be talking about, well, if the economy's doing well, why does that mean bad news? You know what I'm saying? And that just kind of just doesn't make sense on the surface. But that's just the body of work. And I think the markets have to work their way through things. And I think it's just more the same. I guess what I'm trying to say, Doug, is people always want to say there's a why to everything. And I'm not so sure if there's a why. Like, people want to say, okay, here we go. This is 2008 all over again. And I'm saying,
no, it's not.
It's undeterminable, right? I mean, how? What the why of it is, or it's booming because of this. I just don't think it's that selective that you can say there's one thing, or this is one thing that's happening that makes it for good or bad in the markets. I think the market's just a massive body of work.
Yeah, it is. And you know, one of the other things to remember is that the larger a number gets, let's say the Dow gets 25,000. Well, you need to remember that a 5% correction off of a 25,000 number is 1,250. All right? Don't forget, if that same market was at 10,000, 500 would represent that same correction. So you're going to see bigger numbers because the base number is larger. But where people struggle, and I get it, I understand it, is converting that number to a percentage and what does it really mean to me? Because, you know, the market indexes out there, the Dow and the S&P, as time goes, if those numbers get larger, the daily movement's going to get larger. It's just the function of how it happens.
Yeah, the numbers itself will get larger. The actual, you know, up 500, down 500 will get larger. I think the other thing, too, is I think numbers are very deceiving. I think you can massage numbers into almost anything you want. And what I mean by that is people get fooled. It's like coming into Friday of the past week, I heard that the market has not been this low since November. Well,
yeah, big deal.
If you go back to November, when the market hit this level, people were screaming, this is the greatest thing ever, and the market's unbelievable, and everybody's doing really great. So you're back to where you were bragging about 2-3 months ago, right?
That's a great point. You know, and what bothers me is when I read articles or see headlines that say, the worst week since 2016. All right, well, since when did, you know, 1 year become a significant barometer to say, oh, the worst week since then? You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying. I hope the
sure.
listeners understand what
yeah.
I'm saying, too. It's like that everybody's time frame and time horizon has shortened so much with this world that we live in of immediate information and immediate results that, you know, somebody may think that, you know, 1 year ago was a long time ago, but the reality is that it wasn't.
Yeah, and then the other thing, too, I want to point about numbers, Doug, and you and I talked about this before we went on the air, is that for those who just got their December statements not too long ago, the quarter end,
yeah,
and the market basically shot up again in January, uh-huh, and now it's shot back down, it's corrected here. If you're not getting a statement until March 31st end.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Who knows what it'll be, but not just that. This 10% correction is in lieu of a run-up in the market. So it's corrected from the run-up spot.
Mm-hmm.
So not from your, per se, December 31st spot. So there's deception there in the numbers. So numbers are real, you know, real interesting, and it's just, you know, the bottom line is what we've always been saying week in and week out, Doug, is that what are you doing? Okay, you have to boil it down into the you, and how does it affect you? How does it affect your lifestyle? And those are the things you need to measure to.
You know, one of the other things, Mike, to add on to what you were saying there, which were all great points, that very few people out there carry the same amount of risk that one of these indexes have. So, yeah, you may hear that the Dow, let's make this up, was down 10%. That does not necessarily mean you're down 10%.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? But people hear this on the news, and you have to remember the news's job is to sensationalize this stuff so that you pay attention to it.
Right. And that's a great point, Doug. It's being measured to an index. Depending on what investment vehicle you own will determine if you're doing less or more.
But you can't invest in the index either. That's the other thing, right, that people need to understand. It's a hypothetical index. You know what I'm saying? It's, you can't invest in it. So you're measuring yourself in your head. In your head, you're hearing the news media say, stock market plunged today. You know what I'm saying? It didn't plunge anywhere. You know what I'm saying? It went down. Same with when they say it soared, right? It didn't soar either. It just went up for the day. So what I'm getting to is that try to sift through the sensationalism that you get and equate what does that mean to you? And that's the stumbling block. And this is something we're going to talk about in the next segment, because this is where people, and we've been talking about this for months now, are going wrong. What does it mean to you?
Yeah. You know, Doug, that's why we talk about, you know, get your statements, review, what are you doing? How does it all play in? What do I own? You've heard this 1,000 times listening to this show, because at the end of the day, everything you're seeing on the TV screen or you're hearing is really just broad-based news. You know, it's micro versus macro. We've had conversations about this. We've had topics about this, right? What is the micro? What does macro economy mean to the micro economy? And where do you fall in? You know, and there's from what's on TV compared to what's in your kitchen.
Right.
Two different economies.
Oh, very well put. And you know something else, Mike, is that, you know, I think that people who have investment strategies and, you know, in place may have a higher degree of confidence at this stage of the game than people who are just winging it.
Yeah, I mean, we've been that's you know, we've been talking about that for a very long time.
Yeah, so you know, so that's where we're at. There's no mistaking that we've had you know, a volatile week and a half or so in the market here. Will the volatility continue? We don't know, right? No, nobody knows, you know, what's going to happen on Monday or Tuesday or whatever. But what I do know is this: that you ought to review your situation. You ought to make sure that what you have is right for you. And you ought to be, you know, paying attention to this stuff and not just ignoring it.
It's the only way to do it.
Yep. All right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue-chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
"People need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy-to-understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money."
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonacorso says,
"People love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes a client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start, and this will never change."
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you. Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group? Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
Social Security is such an important decision. You should really do everything you can to make the best choice on when to elect to start receiving benefits. It is a once-in-a-lifetime decision that can be very costly if you get it wrong. Join the hosts of Your Financial Future as they present Social Security, the choice of a lifetime. Join them for dinner on March 1st at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. See this all-new presentation and learn the ins and outs of Social Security, including spousal benefits, survivor benefits, delayed credits, early claiming reductions, and much, much more. On March 1st at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, dinner starts at 6:30, and you can call to make a reservation now at 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Seating is limited, so reserve your spot now at 732-340-1410 at Aqua Blue and Toms River on March 1st. Everyone's Social Security decision is personal, so before you make the choice of a lifetime, it's important to understand the basics. Call now to reserve your spot at 732-340-1410.
All right, folks, welcome back. Glad that you're investing some time here with us. Listening to the show here, and our job is to educate you and motivate you and teach you some things and help you along the way. And one of the things that we want to address here this week is what we spoke about at the beginning of the show, is the recent volatility that we've seen in the markets out there, and what you can do yourself to try to give yourself the best shot and make sure that you're doing the right things based on your goals, needs, and objectives. And what we have here that we'd like to spend some time and go over with you today is a piece that Mike and I had designed a while back. It's our investment checklist here. And this piece really is to help you review your investments, understand them, and to give you a good grasp of what's going on. So, Michael, why don't we take some time and go over this? And, you know, really, I think that this, if my memory serves me correct, the last time that the market went down, you know, into correction territory was in like August or September of 2015. And that's pretty, I'm pretty sure, when we designed this piece.
Yeah, I believe so.
You know, so let's take a couple minutes and, you know, let's take our time and go through this. And folks, we want to let you know that you're welcome to have a complimentary copy of this checklist that we're going to go through today. And the number to call to get a copy of it is 855-262-3722. I'll give it to you again. It's 855-262-3722. That would be the number for you to call at any time to get a complimentary copy of this checklist with obviously no cost or obligation to you. So, all right, Michael, go ahead.
Okay, number one, do you know how much risk you have?
All right, so this is really important, Mike, and I firmly believe that most people do not understand how much risk they do have in their investment portfolio. I think that a lot of people unknowingly have more risk in their portfolios because they don't pay attention to them.
Doug, they don't know what they own, basically, and a lot of times they see their money. This is a great period of time for this one, for number one. Okay,
totally.
Because what's going to happen is people have been seeing statements, went up, I'm doing great, wow, I can't believe I made that much. And the minute a correction sets in, they're going to see the opposite. And then you're going to get some sticker shock. And they're going to kind of be shocked and say, I can't believe it went down that much. I can't believe it went down that quick. And this is pretty much determined by how much risk do you have? Because to make it, you can lose it. You know what I'm saying? When it comes, that's how risk works in the markets.
Right. You know, and this piece is, in my opinion, an excellent piece for this specific time that we're in right now. And that's why we're talking about it on the show here today, is this checklist takes you through this because it is really dealing with, you know, paying attention to your investments during volatile times in the market.
Absolutely.
You know, so, you know, you need to analyze what percentage of your assets are exposed to different asset classes and what's the overall risk of the combination of all the investments you own. So that's what's really important here in step number one that people need to go through.
Yes. Step number two, Doug, is do you have a defined goal for the money?
Okay. Very important.
Yeah, I took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say super, super important.
What's the sense in buying an investment if you don't know what the purpose of the investment is for, right? So if you're going to invest money properly, you should know what the end purpose is for the funds, plain and simple. This is going to help you gauge the amount of risk you should take. And if the funds are for a short term, less risk may be appropriate. If the funds for a longer time frame, some more risk may be appropriate. All depends on your situation. You see, the information that we give you here, I believe, is good, sound, solid information. But to all this information that we talk about here, the underlying root to it is, again, all depends on what you are looking to accomplish and achieve in your financial life with your money.
Doug, you know, the defined goal for your money is so important because really that should really be the first thing in your mind, right? Why am I doing this? Why am I investing? Why am I putting money into retirement? Why am I putting money into college savings, right? Well, you know, I kind of tipped it off, right? For my retirement, for when the children go to college.
Right.
So those are kind of like, why do I have it?
See, what you said, Mike, is you kind of said it just a little backwards, right? You said, why am I saving money for retirement? No, it should be, why am I buying this investment? Well, the reason I'm buying this investment is because I'm trying to accumulate money for retirement. I'm trying to save money for college education, to buy a vacation, whatever the goal may be. That's why you need to understand what you're looking to do before you go out and buy the investment.
Right. And, you know, Doug, I know a couple weeks back, to give an example, we talked about 529 money, college money. Mm-hmm. And we talked about the run up in the market. And are you at the time the children are in college, going to college? Are they getting ready?
Right.
And we talked about, is there a need to keep the money still invested the way it's invested if you've already made your goal?
Correct.
And that's a prime example of what's the goal for the money. Well, I've been putting money away for college. Okay, you know, my son or daughter's a senior in high school. They're a freshman in college. I have the money for the tuition. Well, goal accomplished. Do you need to be taking on the same risk.
Yeah, exactly. Folks, you can have a copy of this Wealth Management Group investment checklist. Our compliments, no cost or obligation to you whatsoever. And the telephone number to get a copy of this is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. That's you pick up the and say, you know, leave a message and say, hey, guys, can you send me out the investment checklist? We'll be happy to get this, you know, out in the mail to you. So you can sit down with your statements and this and go through it if that's what you want to do, you know, versus having us personally review it for you, which is an option with no cost or obligation as well. So the next thing on our list here, Mike, is do you know how your investments are performing versus their peers? Very important.
Yes, and I'm also going to say, Doug, possibly the most difficult one for somebody to do themselves.
Yeah.
To look at. Okay? And what's meant, why don't you dive into it on what you think it means, and I got some things I think I can add to it.
Well, you know, Mike, what people need to realize is just because you own certain investment that's going up in value doesn't mean that it's a good investment. Investments need to be analyzed individually by measuring the risk and the performance versus its peers, right? So if you have a certain investment that goes up a certain percentage, you may look at it and say, woohoo, that did really good. But when you go back and you do the research and you say, well, all these other investments went up that same percentage plus something, well, yeah, okay, your money went up in value, but you could have done better for yourself. So that's an example of maybe, you know, you didn't have, you know, you're confusing a good investment with one that just happened to participate.
And Doug, that's a case of two. When the market does go bad, you can find out you're exposed.
Right.
Okay? Because, okay, you know, I put money into an investment and I'm going to make up a hypothetical number. It went up 8%.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever that investment is, the amount of risk to get me to that 8%. But like you said, maybe the same exact investment with others, peers, were up 12%.
Right. Well, so it wouldn't be the same exact investment, same type of investment.
Same type of investment. Right. So I would be, oh, my money's up 8%. Sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. Well, but I didn't realize that for the amount of risk I'm taking, I'm not really doing that well. It should really be 12%.
Right.
But when the market reverses itself and everything starts taking a hit, I may be losing a lot more than what I was earning.
Yeah, not knowable. That's why you need to do your research and understand that. And, you know, excuse me, running a screen of investments in various investment classes using an investment screening tool is the beginning process of what you need to do.
And that leads back to my beginning statement. I think it's the most difficult, if not close to impossible, for the average person to do.
Yeah, very, very hard for them to do. Now let's hop down to number four, Mike.
Well, when looking at your investment statements and the balance, are you subtracting the amount of money you added during that time frame to see how the performance has actually been?
All right. Here this is very, very important. So everything on here is important, right? I really believe that. But this is important because there's been many times during our careers where people have not realized that their investments that they own are not performing well because it's been masked by them adding money to it on a regular basis. Very common to happen at work-sponsored retirement accounts, right? Where you have money coming out of your paycheck, however frequently it is that you get paid, and going into the account. And so you get your statement, and your statement, you know, says a little bit more than what you had last time. But the average person forgets to subtract out their contributions for that period of time to see, well, how did the investments really do?
Yeah. And you know what, Doug? Again, this I lost my words here. What we're talking about, okay, this investment piece or whatever you want to call it.
The investment checklist?
The investment checklist.
All right.
Checklist. That's
senior what moment.
Senior moment. Right? The investment checklist is so appropriate now because this is the case of when the market's negative, let's say. And let's say it is a work-related plan. Maybe you're going to get it and say, oh, not too bad. I was up $500
right.
for the quarter. And truth be told is you might have put $2,000 in.
Correct.
And you might have lost $1,500 in a down market.
Yep.
But you're looking at it saying, oh, did okay, still made money.
Yeah.
People forget about the additions that are being added to the account. And I know sometimes it sounds like, are you kidding me? Kind of foolish. But you and I have witnessed it.
We absolutely have. And this, you know, the Wealth Management Group investment checklist that we have here is a piece that Mike and I designed at one other period in time when there was volatility going on in the market. And we felt as though this was an important thing for us to put together for the listeners of the show. And as it turns out, here it is. It's very appropriate now and very timely for us to let the listeners know if they'd like a complimentary copy of the investment checklist. They're welcome to have it. And the telephone number to call to get that is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. If you get into the voicemail, just, you know, leave your name and your address and your telephone number. We'll give you a buzz and, you know, get this out in the mail to you with no cost or any obligation or anything like that. But it really is timely right now, in my opinion, to get this. Now, we've been after you guys who've listened to the show on a regular basis. You know, we've been after you for months now to pay attention to your portfolios. It's not that we were geniuses and we knew volatility was going to pick up. It's that we know that it's always prudent to keep an eye on it, but we also know that people get lazy and tend to neglect their investment portfolios and their assets when the markets are doing well.
And Doug, again, I think this investment checklist is a great guide to help you if you want to pull out that statement.
Yep.
And say, all right, besides the balance, what do I think about?
Yeah.
Where do I begin with this thing and where do I end?
Mm-hmm.
I think this checklist is the perfect guide to kind of walk you through the process and get you to think a little
bit.
And
this is similar to the process that we'd go through with you in the office. You know, we just do, you know, a lot of the work here, you know, that's on the checklist for you. So, again, if you'd like a complimentary copy of the investment checklist, pick the phone up, give a call, 855-262-3722. We'd be happy to get this out to you. We can deliver it to you however you want it delivered. We can send it in a regular mail. This is an easy piece. We could email it out to you. Whatever your preferred delivery method is fine. We can do that for you. But, you know, there's no cost or obligation, and if you'd like a copy of it at any time, just pick the phone up and give us a buzz. Anything else you want to add on this?
No, I'm good.
All right, we're going to have to break, folks.
Social Security is such an important decision. You should really do everything you can to make the best choice on when to elect to start receiving benefits. It is a once-in-a-lifetime decision that can be very costly if you get it wrong. Join the host of Your Financial Future as they present Social Security, the choice of a lifetime. Join them for dinner on March 1st at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. See this all-new presentation and learn the ins and outs of Social Security, including spousal benefits, survivor benefits, delayed credits, early claiming reductions, and much, much more. On March 1st at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, dinner starts at 6:30, and you can call to make a reservation now at 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Seating is limited, so reserve your spot now at 732-340-1410 at Aqua Blue in Toms River on March 1st. Everyone's Social Security decision is personal, so before you make the choice of a lifetime, it's important to understand the basics. Call now to reserve your spot at 732-340-1410.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back. Glad that you're investing some time here with us this weekend. And, you know, we hope that we're bringing you some good value. And now actually is what comes down to, Mike, is what is one of my favorite parts of the show. It's called a what have you been up to lately kind of deal. You know, what have we been talking to people about and that kind of stuff, you know, meeting with people and conversations that we've been having. And I love doing this segment of the show so that the listeners out there who are always wondering to themselves, you know, oh, you know, what do people talk to them about? And I don't know if I should, you know, or any of that nature, to give you an idea of the conversations and the things that we talk to people about. So got anything you want to kick it off with here?
Yeah. And I think it's pretty appropriate for what's been going on the last week or so is, you know, Doug, had a chat with a conversation about where things are right now, you know, and I think everybody kind of wants to know that. And, you know, this gentleman's question was, he was talking about doing some things, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, adding more money, right? Oh, okay. And he was asking, you know, what do you think? But you know, et cetera, so on. And I think for us, what it really comes down to, Doug, is getting back to the basics and the principles, right? If you're adding money, where does it fit into your plan? What is your plan about? What are the goals? You know, the risk factors, all that type of stuff. And kind of, next thing you know, it turned into about a 40-minute conversation, just chewing on it together and swapping ideas back and forth. And, you know, where do we see everything? Because, one of the biggest challenges you have now, right, Doug, is folks are looking at the market and they're saying, well, what is it? How long is this going to be? How short is this going to be? Do you add money? Do you not add money? Do you take money off? Right? These are probably very common questions speeding through people's minds. And I just want to point out to folks, it gets back to really your planning, right? And what's the purpose? What are the goals of the money? Kind of like the last segment that we just did, and we talked about the investment checklist, and just systematically walking through and having this conversation with the person.
Yeah, how does it fit into your overall plan, right? It's not necessarily, it shouldn't necessarily be, Mike,
haphazard.
Right. You know, am I making a sudden decision today based on what happened with the market in the last week or so, right? It shouldn't be like that. It should be, okay, how does this, is there something for me to do here consistent with my overall goals and objectives? Or, you know, what should we do? But to your point, not haphazard.
Right. And I think, Doug, you know, I just want to say, and I want to point out for you and I, and I'm going to be a little bit selfish here, we're very fortunate. Our client base, right, we believe in planning. We believe doing things the systematic way and what's the purpose and all that type of stuff. So we really don't pull our hair out during these periods of time like most people think we would.
Yeah.
Because people kind of know the planning. Why do I have it? What does it do for me? What's the goal? What's the purpose? You know, and the various goals that there could be in anybody's financial plan.
Yeah. Mike, let me tell you, tell the listeners a story about a review meeting I had with one of our clients this past week down in Manahawkin. And I went down and these people have been working with us for a bunch of years. You know, we really think the world of them. And but the conversation, you know, during a review, they brought up a very generous question to me. And they said, they have to take required minimal distributions and all this stuff. And what they said to me was, can you give us some ideas of what to do for our grandkids? They have two grandsons. And I said, well, what are you thinking? You know, what's on your mind? What are you thinking? What's going through your head? Because I find that typically when people ask me a question like that, they may already have an idea in their mind about what they want to do and, you know, will it fit? And so they said, can we open Roth IRAs for them? And I said, well, you can't open the Roth IRA for them. They have to open it themselves. But let me ask you a question. Do they have earned income? Yeah, they lifeguard during the summertime, so they have some money. They say, how much can we put into it? I said, well, you can put up to $5,000 or 100% of their pay, whatever is, you know, if they made less than $5,000, let's just say they made $3,500, you could put $3,500 in. But if they made $5,000 or more, you could put $5,000 in. And I said, but, you know, the mechanics, how we have to operate it is you can give them the money, if you know, and then, you know, hopefully they'll take the money and deposit it into the Roth account. But this is a great, great thing that they want to do for these for their grandchildren who are, you know, seniors in high school, worked last summer. They got tax, you know, tax season's coming up here. The kids probably aren't going to have a tax liability anyway, right? So, but grandma and grandpa want to take some money that the government's forcing them to take out and do. And what a, listen, Roth IRA, what a great track to put these kids on for their future.
Yeah, it's such a smart move because you have a situation here where the gift that they want to really give, that's what they're really doing, is gifting money to the grandchildren. They're able to do it because of a, I'll call it a childhood job.
Right.
Okay. It's not a, you know, full time or, you know, whatever job they're working as lifeguards part time, so that they're able to put money into a Roth IRA, which is a, you know, a great step forward or a great track, as you just said, and that's really smart, really genius, if you will, in my opinion.
Yeah, it was really, really, really smart. You know, and I told him, I said, you know, that's really a very generous, you know, idea that you had here, and in my opinion, a really good idea too. You know, let's get them off and onto the right track.
That's a great point, Doug. You just said something there. Is that you realize when grandparents do things like this, whether it be in the teenage years, whether when they're born to younger years, I don't even think they realize how powerful these gifts could be someday.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like if you said, "Oh, here, I'm going to give my newborn $5,000." And it's going to, you know, we're going to put it into a nice investment or do something. It's going to sit there for X period.
And hopefully they never touch it until retirement time.
I mean, really could be really, really, I mean, way too soon now to say, but someday down the road, say, wow, that is worth this. It's really powerful and incredible.
Yeah, it was and like I said, a very good and generous idea on their behalf. What else did you have?
Doug, had a conversation this week with somebody and. Their interest was, you know, you save all this money and you're going to use the money for the retirement years and plan for the retirement years. And they were really, I'll use the word sensitive, for lack of a better word, to what happens if somebody gets sick and this could all be wiped out. What, Mike, what can we do, you know, to start kind of planning for when that day comes? And these are people in their 50s. That brought up the question to me, and they're saying, you know, the retirement targets and the money being put away and the money and doing very well, but what happens if an illness hits? What should we be planning for in addition to planning for the retirement years?
Yeah, well, you know, Mike, that's a good question, and again, an individualized question.
Yes.
Because it depends on a whole bunch of different variables. How much do you have in current assets? You know what I'm saying? What kind do you have, any sort of insurance coverages right now? Any of that nature. So it really is, you know, it's not something on the air where you can turn around and say, hey, this is what you should be doing, right? Because it's an individualized plan. But it is something that you should sit down and address. Listen, it's such a good point, and unfortunately, as you know, in my wife's family right now, we're watching this happen. Her grandmother and grandfather are, her grandmother is 101 years old. Her grandfather is going to be 99 years old. And they have a live-in care right now. And that is not inexpensive. Let me tell you that. So we're watching them, unfortunately, you know, deplete their assets as they're going through here. So it needs to be addressed.
Yes, and I'm glad that you said it's an individualized basis, because the person that I was speaking with that brought up this subject to me threw in the words, well, what about the various trusts? What about, you mentioned insurance products out there. Started mentioning things, so kind of enough to be dangerous, if you will. Uh-huh. You know, had a broad enough knowledge, but said, you know, like, how does this all play out? Kind of like you kill yourself, you put the money away for retirement. You need a big pot. I need X to generate X so I can live and enjoy it. And like you said, in the case of your grandmother and grandpa, your wife's grandma and grandpa, what happens along the way if something would happen? And that's, he brought up the topic and he wanted to kind of have that conversation. What should we be doing in addition to the planning of trying to get there? But should we be doing something alongside of it?
Yeah, you know, Mike, and you know, it's really important for people to think about. And so few people do really take the time to think about this, is what would the financial impact be on the healthy person if somebody, let's just say in their mid-70s, was to become, you know, ill and need a lot of medical care and to use a lot of their assets up, what would the negative impact be on the person who was healthy for their life going forward? So you got to think about these things. And one of the nice things is that, you know, we can help people do this, and you know, we do it in our office. So if it's ever something that crosses your mind at Wealth Management Group, we have conversations with people, you know, pertaining to these things, as you can tell, because that's what the gist of this segment of the show is all about.
Sure.
You know, I had a case, Mike, that I've been working on for several weeks right now for a lawsuit settlement where somebody was injured in an accident, and you know, they recently received they didn't receive the funds yet. They received an agreement on what the funds were going to be, and then sitting down and structuring, you know, a strategy and a plan for them to, you know, make sure that the money doesn't get, you know, misappropriated or squandered. You know, really, really important to do. But it started making me think about people who suddenly come into money, right? Significant sums of money. And it can happen in many ways, but the most common way is through inheritance. When somebody passes away and all of a sudden they leave somebody a lump of money. And there's so many people that don't know what to do when they receive that inheritance that they tend to do nothing, right? And we've spoken about this on the show in the past where we spend a lot of time telling people how to prepare to leave assets behind, but we don't spend enough time talking to people how to be an effective and efficient recipient of a large sum of money.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Doug, you know, working on a few cases here. One of them has to do with somebody that passed away. And it's just kind of interesting how each of the beneficiaries or what they're doing, what they're planning on doing with that money.
Right.
It never ceases to amaze us, right? The reactions that we get of, you know, who's doing what with it. But we find, you know, I'm currently working on something that they're all going in different directions.
Yep.
You know, and it's just interesting in itself what the end result of it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, there's another one that's out there that unfortunately experienced there was a sudden death.
Right.
And that's you know, a person that really ran the show and did all that. And it's yet to remain to be seen of what's going to happen here on moving forward. But that was an unfortunate experience. And but, yeah, death does bring up, I don't want to say interesting, but I'm not saying it lightly.
Okay? Right.
So please.
Right. You don't mean it interesting. Like this is something I want to look at.
Yeah.
Kind of
but
thing.
Just very interesting in that what the reaction of what happens to carrying forward,
mm-hmm.
and then what sometimes with people that are receiving money, what they're doing with it.
Right.
Unique.
Yeah, really, really is. So those are coming, you know, kind of some of the things that we've been talking to people about over the last, week or so in the office several weeks. And, you know, we hope you enjoy this segment, you know, let you know what's, you know, what people or other people are going through and thinking about there. And, you know, we want to remind you that Wealth Management Group always welcomes you for a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation. And you can call at any time you want to take advantage of that. And the number that you would call to do that is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. And very, very happy to get together with you and sit down and kind of go over, you know, what needs to be, you know, gone over in your situation. And, you know, some of the things that we've spoken about so far today, you know, may be applicable to you. So always please keep that in mind. We are going to hop to a break. We will be right back.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
Welcome back, folks. Glad that you're hanging with us here today and listening to you know, what we have to say and talk about here related to money, and see if we can help guide you in the right direction. And Michael, you know, people also heard that you know, coming up here on March 1st, we've got a dinner opportunity for our listeners out there. We're going to talk about Social Security down at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. And you know, we did a second date of March 1st because the first date of February 15th got filled to capacity, which is always fun. So you know, I know you heard the commercial for it. So if you're interested in that, you know, please, you know, reach out and pick up the telephone and give a call. We'd love to have you come on out and join us on March 1st for what we think is going to be a great evening.
Yeah, I agree, Doug, and the response has been very good, and it's going to be a great night of education. You know,
yep.
You know, again, nobody's selling you anything or anything like that. It's going to be a night we're going to talk about Social Security, try to get you educated, and I know, you know, Social Security is something that virtually applies to everybody.
Yeah, almost everybody. You're right.
You know, and every year there's a new cycle of folks that are, it's my turn to start really kind of thinking about it. And unique to everybody, too, most important, right? A lot of people think, well, my buddy took it at this age, or, you know, my brother took it at that age, so that's the only way to do it. And it's unique. Everybody's situation, it's a unique situation for everybody.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, so today's day and age, we really like to sit down with people and say, you know, let's go over your situation and see how best for you to consider taking, you know, your Social Security. So, Mike, I don't want to spend a whole heck of a lot of time talking about that, because I think this has been a very important show this week. And the reason that I think it's been an important show is in light of what has actually been going on in the markets and the volatility. Now, I'm not saying that because I think this has been extreme. I don't. And I don't think that you should be I'm not trying to alarm anybody out there. What I am advocating is prudence and a smart approach to this. You know, at the beginning of the show, we talked about what's been happening. And then in the second segment of the show, we talked about our Wealth Management Group investment checklist that you're welcome to have, and we would love to send it out to you. You can call any time for that. The number to call to get a copy of the Wealth Management Group investment checklist is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Now, this is free to you, no cost, no obligation or anything like that. And you can call any time to get that. But we want to get it out in your hands to you so that you can sit down and analyze and look at your situation so you pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah, Doug, great points. You know, and again, I don't think we're here, you know, sounding the alarm by any stretch of the imagination. But what we're saying is what we've been very consistently saying all along, right, is you know, use prudence, take a look at your situation. You know, we're providing a guide to help you look at your situation. And that's what's most important at this current situation.
You just said situation like 10 times.
Well, you know, it's your situation.
It's your situation.
Yeah.
The situation that we're in.
But you know, you get what I'm saying, folks.
Yes.
It's you know, it's more in the news today. You know,
it's real.
Yeah.
It's something that we've been talking about had the potential to take place for quite some time now. And it's happening.
And quite frankly, a lot of people were always saying all along, "Well, it's got to correct." It's
right.
I heard that 1,000 times.
And it's amazing when people say it's got to correct, but they won't do anything about it.
They want to hear about it.
yeah, I know. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah. So we just want to advocate out to you to do the right thing for yourself and to make sure that, you know, you focus on your dollars and you focus on it because it is important. You know, it really, really is important. And, you know, we at Wealth Management Group always offer complimentary consultations with no cost or any obligation out to our, especially to our radio show listeners. And, you know, at any time you want to, you can pick the phone up to take advantage of that. And the number, if you decide that you would like to do that, is 855-262-3722. That number, again, is 855-262-3722. And the beauty about that number is 24/7. You can call that number anytime you want to. You don't have to, you know, worry about is it during business hours, not during business hours. You call and leave a message. We'll, you know, we'd always be happy to get back to you if you did that.
Sure. So, you know, again, up to you. Pick up the phone.
And the other thing I want to remind people of, Mike, is a couple things. First of all, is check out the Wealth Management Group website at wealthmanagegroup.com. Again, that's wealthmanagegroup.com. As well as if you're a regular listener to the show, you know that it's typical on a weekly basis that we try to give you out some sort of knowledge material, something that you can call in and request a complimentary consultation on at any point in time. If you've heard something in the past that you just never got around to calling on, call. We probably have it inventoried, you know, in the office here. We can still send it out to you if you've heard us talk about something that you want a copy of.
That's there, Doug. Yeah, for them just to call and take
yep.
advantage of.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. We hope that you listened, paid attention to what we have to say. We think that it's really important, and we'll be back again next week. And until then, do us a favor. Be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Social Security is such an important decision. You should really do everything you can to make the best choice on when to elect to start receiving benefits. It is a once-in-a-lifetime decision that can be very costly if you get it wrong. Join the hosts of Your Financial Future as they present Social Security, the choice of a lifetime. Join them for dinner on March 1st at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. See this all-new presentation and learn the ins and outs of Social Security, including spousal benefits, survivor benefits, delayed credits, early claiming reductions, and much, much more. On March 1st at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, dinner starts at 6:30, and you can call to make a reservation now at 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Seating is limited, so reserve your spot now at 732-340-1410 at Aqua Blue in Toms River on March 1st. Everyone's Social Security decision is personal, so before you make the choice of a lifetime, it's important to understand the basics. Call now to reserve your spot at 732-340-1410. 1410.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIP. PC 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey 07050. 973-299-9222. Wealth Management LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Inc. and is not a broker dealer. Join us again next week at this same time for Your Financial Future.